fills my nights with his longing for life, until I'm afraid to go to sleep. For though I love him still, I cannot soothe his pain. If I could, I would. But it's not me he's reaching for. So why, Juliet, should I spend my cash on flowers for you? Are you a saint, simply because you were daft enough to die for love? I felt just so absolutely alone, Trev. I felt like I'd been alone for so long, so lost. And I was trying to explain, between crying and, oh dear, it was like having flu. But then this wonderful thing happened. Shirley and Eric just got down on the floor with me. I was all huddled up on the rug, you know, and they cuddled me. And it was just what I needed. Just the very thing. A good cuddle. Do you think he's the only one who comes? Do you? Do you think he's the only one I entertain, hmm? Don't be silly. I have other visitors. Other visitors all the time. I receive all the time. Other afternoons all the time. When neither of you know. Neither of you. In the night, I dream of Romeo. He's reaching his arms out from the vault. The poison has him in its hold.
I just said it. Me? I said, please, can we take our clothes off? And Eric said, oh, all right. So we did. And then we cuddled again. We cuddled and cuddled and hugged and stroked and, oh, it was so warm, Trev. So safe. It was like being a filling in a sandwich. Lovely.